Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and catch your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del. It's the day when we have people come in and tell their stories, the background, and then how they learned about doing real estate, how they did it, and what the result was. Always with the intent to share a story that, you know, we know that each of us is completely different, but there are probably 10,000 people just like either one of us. So if you hear your story in one of these shows, maybe to be the one that motivates you to, or inspire you would be a better word for getting out there and getting something done. Today with me is Casey Roselle. Welcome, Casey.
Hey, Dale. How are you doing?
Very good. Why don't you start by telling everybody where you live and what you do and how you grew up?
Okay. Well, I grew up in Huntsville, Texas, born and raised in Huntsville, and went to school here, went to graduated Sam Houston in 2007, and got a job here in Huntsville that I worked at for about 8 years, and joined Lifestyles in 2012.
So, are you married or single?
Single.
Single. So, you know, when I got your explanation of what got you into this, you had quite a bit of pain, at least it sounded like in your explanation, that you were really, truly unhappy. Tell us about that. What was it like, and why were you so unhappy with where you were at that point?
Yeah, so I guess after getting out of college, I took my first job, and of course, there's some level that you expect that, I'm the new guy, got to go through a certain level of pain or of, just putting in the work, putting in the time to climb the corporate ladder. But I guess after about 5 years of that, I had decided that, that was definitely not what what I wanted. The biggest part about, I guess, my job was having to be on the road all the time. It was oil and gas exploration. And so not only was it, long hours, 7 days a week, but we were gone all the time, never at home. And so for me, it just wasn't a lifestyle that I wanted to do, for the rest of my life, even for much longer than 5 years.
What kind of problems are created by being on the road all the time? Because I can't even imagine being gone all the time like that.
Yeah, it's it's almost like living, kind of like constant chaos. It's never really normal. For me, it wasn't. And you're living in basically out of a hotel room, and long hours. I think part of it too is it's sort of like when you're on the road. We used to joke when we were at the shop, we'd like to be in town because those were 8-hour days, but when you get out on the road, they work you 12 or 14 because all you're going to do is go back to the hotel after you're through working anyway. So and wow. So that was just sort of a some people would, you kind of had to put up with it if you were going to do it. But to me, it just, didn't like that at all.
I would assume it'd make it very difficult to maintain any level of fitness or to carry on any type of a relationship also, huh?
Absolutely. Health and fitness, definitely deteriorated. I mean, talking about, usually eating, every meal, either from a restaurant, fast food, or, you might cook every now and then, but then again, you're living in a hotel, so it's not exactly, and then the hours working, it's just not, as far as fitness goes, other than, what level of activity you get in at work, there's really not, any kind of time for going to a gym. That's if you can even find one. These little small towns you work in, sometimes it's just not something that can really be done.
Do you remember if it was a period or a day that you just snapped and said, this is it? Do you remember back that far?
I'd say, I don't know if it was an exact snap. The long weeks, the long amount out of time, I guess maybe when it happened was when we finally had a slow period and I got back into town, and you kind of get a little time to, kind of collect, see where you're at. And, to me, that was because when you're working all the time, there's really not even time to sit back and think about it. But so I guess probably when I came home for an extended period of time and realized, it's slow right now, but once it gets started again, we're going right back out there, and this is never going to change.
That's exactly, now that you say that, that's exactly how I snapped. It was after I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then I quit my job because I couldn't take it anymore. And they tried to get me to come back, and after having the freedom, I had the time to actually sit down and realize how much of my life I was giving up by doing that for them. That's exactly when I snapped. That's when I said, I'm not going to ever do this again, and I started looking. So at what point did you start looking for another way? What were your options you were considering at first?
I really, before I'd come to Lifestyles, I had an uncle who had some real estate and did some rentals and stuff. And so that was kind of always, I guess, the path I looked at. I guess I lived a little bit into the, because working through college, I worked at a fast food, a pizza chain, and so I looked into some of the franchise type stuff. Thought I might want to, run a restaurant or something like that. But that, after working there for a while, I kind of realized, that wasn't something I wanted to do. As far as anything past that, it was always kind of real estate that I looked to. And so that's where, when I found Lifestyles was, looking for someone who taught real estate investing.
How did you find us, by the way?
It was a ad on the radio, or it may have been a radio show that I heard. And, I got the website and went on and signed up for a free workshop and came in and did the workshop.
What was it attracted you when you went to the free workshop? What did you hear that said, hey, this is where I need to be?
It all started kind of making sense. Just the part, and to me, just getting started, I guess it wasn't the specifics. I was going to say, they talked, about the single family house rentals, but really I think it was more just the concept of, look, that there is a way to to build a better lifestyle, and it doesn't involve going to work every day.
Yeah, That's so true. That just to even believe that, to even have the inference that that's out there that you could do it, it's just something that I talk about all the time. People just don't realize. There's nobody out there teaching it. There's no way to learn it in school. They don't tell it to you. So you decided to go sign up, and you went to the two-day class, and that's where you get the massive information dose all at one time. Can you tell us, if you can remember, most people that go to the two-day have an aha moment, like, boom, that's it, now I get it. Do you remember what any of your aha moments were at the two-day?
Yeah, the two-day was when my mind just exploded after, like you said, it is a lot of information, but when you put it all together, and I want to say it was probably in the second day that, you know, when you finally just, it's a lot of pieces, but when you finally connect the dots and see that, you know, that it really is, you know, that this is something that, you know, that works, and, you know, so many other people have done it. I can't pin it on, I guess, just one moment, but it really just clicked for me after the 2 day. And I knew right then that this is what I was going to do.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a short break here. And if you'd like to call up and ask Casey a question, our number here is 877-655-6755. Phone lines are open, and we'll be right back with Casey and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Casey Rozelle. Casey, we went to break. We're talking about the two-day. Can you remember any specific ahas that you had from the two-day that just were what sent you over the top or gave you the light that you needed to see the future?
Well, I think it really was, of course, the first day is all about single family investing. And that was kind of the reason why I came. You know, I said, I'm going to go and learn how to buy, you know, these single family rent houses. And so that, you know, that was the first day. And so then you come back the second day, and it's all about multifamily investing. And all of a sudden, it did click. I mean, all of a sudden it was like, so, you know, the single family stuff, which I was really thought that was what, you know, was going to do it. That was going to be what I, you know, for the rest of my life. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, it's really just the single family is there to get you to multifamily. And then when you look at what you can do in the multifamily and, you know, the way you can basically force appreciate, you know, your assets. It just, you know, from there. And then from also just being empowered by actually seeing a path, you know, because I think for some people that's the hardest part is they're like, well, you know, you're talking about buying these, you know, 100, 200, several hundred unit apartment complexes. I mean, I'm just, you know, I can't do that. But, you know, when you go to the two-day and you see that, yeah, even if you start, you know, maybe you start in single family and then you move to multifamily, but there is a definite path where anybody can go and make it to that several hundred unit apartment complex.
So when you came out of the two-day, you'd seen the map now. Now you understood the map. Where did you decide to start on the map?
Well, I started in single family, and that was you know, from just where I was at financially, that's where I had to start. And so I started buying single family houses. I think I bought four in 2013. I think another three in 2014. So I slowly started, well, maybe it wasn't so slow, four in a year, but I got up to 10 single family houses over about a three-year period.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, and you say it so flippantly, and the people sitting out there in their minds going, hey, Casey, I don't even know how to buy one house, let alone two. When I went to buy my personal residence, you know, they said I only qualified for this house. How did you go out there and buy 10 houses? It's just so foreign to them, and yet it sounds so easy coming from you. Was it a struggle to do the first house or so? Did you already own your own personal residence yet? Or tell us how it started.
Yeah, you know, I did have a personal residence. And that's funny you say that because I that's the way I thought when I first, before I bought my rent houses. And same sort of situation as probably a lot of people run into. You know, my local bank, you know, they weren't interested in, you know, doing these single family houses. So to me, you know, I was just like, well, it's not there, you know? And so until I actually came to Lifestyles and learned, you know, where to get the financing and, you know, how to do this. I was in the same boat. I would have never, I was that person that said, you know, buying 10 houses, that sounds, you know, unattainable.
So the amount of effort to buy the first rent house compared to the amount of effort to buy the second one, can you go into the difference? I mean, obviously the first one, I know because I'm getting ready to buy a Class A apartment complex right now. And so it's like new to me. And so everything is got to learn something new, got to do something else I've never done, got to do it fast, got to find different stuff, different people, different things. And, you know, some people thrive on that type of learning, quick, accelerated learning curve. Other people don't. How did you come through on your first rent house? What was the pace of your learning curve there?
It was, it definitely all happened real fast. And I'm probably the type of person that, would have rather known ahead of time what all was going to happen beforehand, you know, because you start going through these things and, you know, once you get it in contract and, you know, there's all sorts of just stuff that has to happen. And the first one is definitely, you know, every phone call, every email you get, it's something, you know, it's something that you weren't aware of, it seems like. And so it just, you know, when you finally get through with it, though, you know, that's when you feel like, okay, well, I've done one now, and it actually worked.
So how much more was it to do the second one then?
It was not near as hard. By that time, I was, I had the first one rented. You know, I had like close to $600 a month cash flow. And, I was just chomping at the bit to, you know, do the second one and many more after that because, you know, I'd already done it once. And, you know, the first one was definitely the hardest as far as, you know, getting over, you know, for me, you know, personally. And after that, it was just, I just wanted to buy as many as I could.
So on the first deal, you said you had $500 or $600 in cash flow on one deal. That's nice. Did you get any equity capture during that time? Did you pick up any equity?
There was. I don't know what at the time I bought it, there was it was a house in Humble. I think I paid $72,000 for it. And, this was back in 2013. I don't know what it appraised for then. I don't think it was over 100, but I know today, you know, it appraises for about 110,000.
Great. So, was there any rehab you had to do on that deal?
Very little. We did a paint and carpet. I don't think we spent. I know we didn't spend more than $5,000 on the rehab.
So you've got a capital gain of about $25,000 in on that deal. How much did you have out of pocket on that deal?
That one was a, because of the small amount of rehab on that one, we just did a 20% conventional loan. It was about $15,000, out of pocket on that deal.
Okay, so you made over 100% capital gain, $25,000 on $15,000, and you're making $500 or $600 a month. Let's see, $500 a month, $6,000, $7,000 a year, which is about a 50% cash on cash return. Those are some pretty good numbers. I think anybody would be proud of that for their first deal. You did a heck of a job. We're going to take a short break now. If you'd like to call in and ask, you know, Casey some questions, the phone lines are open. If you want to ask me a question, whatever. Give us a call. Our number here is 877-655-6755. And if you have any questions, you don't want to come on the radio, just email them to me at askdell@luinc.com. That's askdell@luinc.com. We'll be right back with Casey and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, or even the cat. Need him to deliver the message? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a click away. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
We know you're out there hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life. At Lifestyles Unlimited, it's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free.
and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com. Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me today on Tell Del is Casey Rozelle. Casey's purchased 10 rent houses and retired himself at an early age. By the way, Casey, how old are you now?
31.
Only 31. You beat me, man. I didn't retire until I was like 34, so you, hats off to you. That's unbelievable. So you bought one. Tell us about the second one. Let's go to the second property. What did you do with that one?
The second deal was using hard money. I did a double close on it. And so it was a foreclosure. I paid $52,000 for it. Appraised for $90,000. $8,000 worth of rehab. And so I only ended up...
Hey, Casey, are you on a cell phone? You're breaking up on us out over here. Hello? Are you out there? Oh, heck, I hope he calls back. All right, well, sounds like your second house is doing pretty well also. $50,000 purchase price worth $90,000. That's a fairly good deal. You know, the thing you need to see when you list to somebody like this is how casual it is that he has 10 houses. It's like it doesn't even shake him or shock him. Yet most people come in, just like you said, have no idea that you could own 10 houses. They have no idea that you could even own two houses or three houses, right? And so when you get people to get up there, like I had over 100 houses at one time, and it is possible. Is he back on now? Is Casey back on? Hello? Casey, you come back?
Yes, I'm back.
All right. So that's better. Hopefully that's a ground line this time.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Very good. So let's pick it up. You were in the second house. You said you paid somewhere around 54. It's worth around 90. Tell us more. You did a double close on this one. Go
yes.
Back into it.
Did a double close, about $8,000 in rehab, but because of with the house appraising for $90,000, I only came out of pocket about $5,000 on that deal.
That's good. What did the house cash flow?
That one was about $450 a month in cash flow.
Any capital gains? Did you capture any equity?
There was about. With closing costs, there were still about $15,000 in equity.
All right, you're doing pretty good now. This is just two houses in the first year. You've already captured $40,000 in equity, and you've got almost $1,000 a month in cash flow. Tell us about the third one. What did it look like, and how did you do it?
It was a similar deal. Another foreclosure. I paid $55,000 for this one. Real similar numbers, actually, on the rehab, and it appraised for right there in the $90,000 again. So I think we put a new roof on it, and the interior didn't need much. So we about $7,000 in rehab on that one, and got it rented, came out of pocket on the double close for that one, about $8,000, and that one had about a $400 a month cash flow after got it rented.
Now, being that you're brand new on this, how did you know from deal to deal how much rehab to do? Where were you getting that information from?
You know, I involved the Lifestyles Mentors as much as I could. Of course, I wanted to, usually wanted to do more rehab as a new person. I really had to just kind of look at the numbers, look at the inspection reports. You do the things that you have to do, but, you don't want to over rehab it. You're not going to get any more, rent just because, you put so much more money into it. Make it a clean, functional house, and, that's the goal.
Okay. So your mentors walked you through that, it looks like. Now we're up to house number four in the first year. This is the last one of that year. Tell us about house number four.
The fourth house was, it was another house that I bought, hard money. It was a little higher or more expensive house. I paid $86,000 for it. That one needed about $30,000 in rehab, and the final appraisal came back at $160,000.
Wow! You had 126 in it, came back at 160, so 26 from 60, that's about $34,000 gain on that one. That's a good gain. What kind of cash flow?
That one it's over $700 a month in cash flow. It rents for $1,600 a month.
Wow. That's a lot. That's the beauty of low interest rates right there, my friend, and high rents. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Can you imagine people work for $700 a month and you just get a check in the mail every month? So in the first year, you've collected now what appears to be almost $2,000 a month in positive cash flow in just one year.
Yeah.
What were you making on your job at the time?
My monthly salary was $5,000 a month.
Okay. So what were you taking home from that?
Check was about 15, probably three, after you take out for taxes and everything else, just a little over $3,000 a month.
So you were able to, in one year, replace two-thirds of your personal income just by buying four rent houses. That's an incredible story. What did your family think about this? You have your family and friends. What were they saying when you were doing this?
Well, you get different responses, a lot of it was positive, at the beginning when you're first buying, your first one or two, it's kind of like, people are saying, real estate, I know someone who does real estate, and they have their own story, or maybe they've done it and then weren't successful. But, for the most part, I'd call it supportive. And, once I actually, started doing multiple ones and was, laying down the numbers and saying, look, this is what it's doing, then, from there people would start finally buying into it.
Mm-hmm. What about your parents?
They did too. They, actually got, my dad has recently joined Lifestyles, and, he's got, I think he's up to four single family houses now. So, they definitely got on board as well.
Excellent. So let's go on to year number two. How many houses did you buy year number two?
I bought three houses in the second year.
Okay. Go ahead and tell us about those.
Those three were, all hard money again. After the first, I didn't use conventional financing after that first one. Once I figured out how the double close worked and it kept the out of pocket so much lower, just started using that from there on out. By this point it was just kind of, I don't want to say clockwork. Every deal may have its own unique little situation that comes up, but for the most part the process is the same. You're calling the same vendors, you're getting the same things done, you're working with the same people. And, it's just, you're just replicating it. You're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You're just, you're doing the same thing over and over, but at the same time, it gets more exciting as, your cash flow and your equity recapture just keep going up as you buy them.
Mm-hmm. So by the end of the second year, how much cash flow did you have?
I was up to, with those three houses, on average, $500 a month cash flow. So I added about another $1,500. I was up to about $3,500 a month cash flow at that time.
So by the second year, you'd equaled your earned income with your passive income, or pretty close then, huh?
It was real close to it at that time.
So the third year, you went over the top. Tell us about what it felt like to know that you had more passive income. Pick up those last houses and know you have more passive income than you did when had earned income.
Yeah, that was really the goal I'd sort of set out for back when I joined, and, you know, may have been a little skeptical when I joined, you know, saying, you know, I'm going to go out and buy 10 houses. And then that third year, you know, I hit number 10, and all of a sudden I've got, you know, a little over $5,000 a month in passive income, definitely more than what my job, I mean, that was my gross salary at my job, but, you know, definitely more income than what I was making at my job.
Well, we're going to go to a short break. When we come back, we'll finalize with Casey Roselle and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
free.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today on Tell Del, we've got Casey Rozelle sharing his story about retiring himself at 31 years of age with 10 rent houses. So Casey, you made it. You're there. You've got that moment where you know you've stepped past your earned income. Where are you at now? What are you doing at this point in your life? Are you still working? Or?
Well, I've actually got laid off back in March, and so I'm not working now, which really was kind of almost a relief. Of course, things really slowed down, but I was at the point where, you know, I was ready to get away from that. Wasn't going to do the life on the road anymore. And so, you know, it was kind of one of those times where I was, you know, close to quitting and just leaving. And you know, they basically did it before I could leave.
You know, I see that all the time. It's almost like there was the universe knew, you know. I have seen it so many times. John Ridgway, for example, we took a whole year to get him ready to start buying apartment complexes. And the week that we were going to close on our first deal, they cut him loose. They didn't even know, and they gave him 6 months severance pay. Oh boy, it couldn't have been any better than that, huh? You know, let you go on the day you're going to close your apartment complex and give you 6 months worth of pay. So, what do you think you're going to do now?
You know,
plans.
Well, I'm looking to get into multifamily. I am going to keep my houses, because that is my cash flow, what I'm living on. But I'd like to get in, you know, I've got some cash. Of course, after getting laid off, I've got even more after getting to my 401k. And so looking at doing some of both, probably, maybe investing passively in some deals, and then eventually becoming a lead and buying an apartment complex.
So are you going to start training for that? Go back and take the lead investor training programs?
Yes, I am. I am gonna do that. I'm actually gonna do the starts today. I think it's the IROP class that they do to get that certification as well.
Okay, that's all good. The more education you have, the easier it is to get started in that end of the business. So tell us what the future for Casey Rizal looks like. What is your bucket list goals of life?
I'd say number one, I don't want to work a job ever again if I don't have to, and at least not for someone else, you know. And I'd like to build up my investments, focus on real estate, focus on getting more passive income. I'm at a level right now where, you know, I'm comfortable to live, but I know that it, over time I'd like to, you know, to build that into a better lifestyle, not just more money, but just, you know, to allow me to live a better lifestyle, with number one being not having to go to work every day.
And as you see this happening, where do you envision this ending up? Do you see yourself as owning a couple apartments, being a lead in a couple different deals, or you think just one's enough?
You know, if I can get to that one, one that's large enough that, you know, I'm at $5,000 a month now. You know, if I can get one and just get to $10,000 a month, you know, for where I'm at, to me that looks like, you know, $10,000 a month. I live a pretty simple lifestyle. That's enough for me. I don't see myself as going out and buying, you know, multiple properties. So, depending on the size, yeah, it may be that. It may just be one complex that gets me where I want to be.
Yeah. For people sitting out there right now, just like yourself, what do you want to say to them?
I just have to say that, you know, there is another way. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but, you know, all I can tell you to do is, if this sounds like something that, you know, that interests you even just a little bit, you know, ask questions about it, you know, go to a workshop, go to a case study, talk to the people, you know, it's, the beautiful thing about lifestyles is, you know, the organization is the people. It's the people who are there, and, you know, they show up all the time, and they're willing to talk to you. They'll tell you, you know, what they did. And it's just, I think it's just can be real empowering if people will just take the first step and learn more about it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing your time and your story with us. And I look forward to seeing you up there in the lead investor role when you're prepared and ready to take that on. It's an incredible story to be able to retire in 3 years and only be 31 years of age. That's a great job. I really like the story, and I appreciate you coming on and telling it. For the rest of you out there, you need to remember this. You know, Casey is a humble guy. You can tell he's just a really nice guy, and he's got comes from a humble background. And $5,000 a month is all it takes to be above his earned income. And when he hits 10, he'll be just like I was. My dream, my whole life as a kid, was to ever be able to make $100,000 a year, which is $8,000 a month. I thought if I ever did that, then I had hung the moon. And you know what happens? When you get there and you hung the moon, you then realize that even though you don't need a lot more money, there's no reason why you can't do one more and just make a lot more money. Not because you want a lot more money, but because while doing it, you are helping and serving other people in this world and changing their lives forever, giving them clean, functional housing to live in, helping all of the vendors that you use and you enrich. So remember, we don't do it for some money. We do it for an incredible lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
BizTalkRadio.com.